Arizona Sports. The local sports leader. Burns and Gambo. The 4 o'clock reset. Brought to you by Collins Comfort AC and Plumbing. Home of the no-worry air conditioning, heating, plumbing, and water services since 1985. 4 o'clock reset.
All right, Ruby, you're the captain now. Take it over. Take us into the 4 o'clock
captain,
reset.
Captain, my captain.
No. From Captain Phillips. I'm the captain now.
Look at me.
I'm the captain now.
What about that Poet Society?
Well, that's good too, but that wasn't the reference I was making, Gambo. I was making another one.
I'm Spartacus.
All right, you're in charge. Rubes, what do you got for us?
Just a couple minutes away from the Diamondbacks starting a series in New York. Their starters for today, Arizona will be trotting out rookie Brandon Pfaadt and an old familiar name for New York, Luke Weaver.
Gambo's favorite. Dream Weaver. He's the Dream Weaver.
Gambo loved him some Luke Weaver when he was
Dream
here.
Dream Weaver. Man, I'm actually, honestly, quite shocked he's still pitching in the major leagues.
I'm too.
He can't get anybody out.
I'm too.
Yeah. It's amazing when you can get a job and not be able to get anybody out in the major leagues.
When I saw that he was on the docket today, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's fine. I know
what made the Yankees like, you know, well, listen, we're not going anywhere. We don't want other guys to, we're just going to have you pitch.
Go ahead, Gambo.
No, I was just going to say, I don't want to talk too much smack because the Diamondbacks, nothing's done, nothing's been decided, nothing's been clinched. They need every win they can possibly get. They're in a really, really good spot. But at least on this corner of the world, nobody's overlooking the New York Yankees. They're not as good as they used to be, but they're not bad either. And Yankee Stadium can be intimidating, especially for a young team. So this is a big series for the Diamondbacks to see if they can keep things rolling with this 5-game win streak.
You can hear this one. It's just about to start over on ESPN 620, the Arizona Sports app. And we're going to keep you updated right here throughout Burns and Gambo on Arizona Sports 98.7. Like you mentioned, Burnsy, not a lot of margin for error. Diamondbacks still in that second wild card spot. Phillies in first, 4.5 above the competition. Diamondbacks are 1.5. Cubs, they did beat the Rockies earlier today, so they are in sole possession of the third NL wild card. The Marlins and the Reds, they're currently in action. Marlins are tied with the Brewers 0-0 in the top of the second. Same for the Pirates. They're heading into the top of the second. So no scores there yet.
You know, it's amazing how quickly things can change, right? Diamondbacks lose today and everybody else wins, and then it just gets that much tighter. You know, so, I mean, the only thing what I love, and I said this earlier, I love the fact that they control their destiny. Mm-hmm. They control it. It's up to them whether they make the playoffs or not.
Congrats to Miguel Castro. He was put on the paternity list by the Diamondbacks today. In return, they brought back Slade Ciccone from AAA Reno.
Ciccone's a good pitcher. He's done a nice job for them. Like, he's a solid guy. I mean, I like the fact that they can now dip into the minor leagues and get a guy that they know a little bit about, that he's been in the majors. He's pitched for them. He's had success. So I like that that's available to them in the minors right
Never
now.
Never thought I'd see the departure of Miguel Castro as a... I mean, I think they'll be fine. But, man, this bullpen's rolling so well. I mean, hey, look, congratulations to him for being a father. I don't want anything messing with the rhythm of this bullpen right now. They've been so good. It's like, oh, man, you know, they're down a guy or they're changing things up. I don't want any changes. This bullpen's been that good.
Let's jump over to football. Head coach Jonathan Gannon spoke on the Kyler Murray video that was posted earlier this week that he ended with the word soon. He was asked, well, you know, just how soon?
He's doing well. We know the timetable of when, you know, he can return to play, but that doesn't mean that he's going to return to play and open his window then. But we'll get him going when he's physically and mentally ready to play, and knowing that it's going to take him some time and some weeks of practice to get comfortable with what he's doing. So I'm not in a hurry with that.
What'd you take away from what Gannon said today?
I think the plural, weeks of practice. I think this is the most we've gotten out of Gannon on the Kyler situation in a long time, to be honest with you. Weeks of mentally and physically ready plus weeks of practice means even if he comes off the pup list on week 4, he's not playing in week 5 or week 6. It's going to take a little bit of time. They got to get him up to par. He hasn't had a training camp. So they're going to use those training camps. To me, they'll use those training camps as a practice.
Yeah, to me, it's a validation, Ruby. Frankly, it's something that you had brought up on the show a couple of weeks ago or a couple of days ago that yeah, Kyler can post soon and Kyler can, you know, say he's itching to get back. It's not 100% a Kyler decision. It's a group effort over there. The front office, the general manager, the coaches, the trainers, the medical staff. And I think that was Jonathan Gannon's way of reminding everybody, hey, it's not just up to Kyler Murray to say, I'm back. for him to actually be back.
Absolutely. Let me get you an injury report for Cardinals Cowboys. Carlos Watkins out. Josh Woods, inside linebacker starting. He is out with an ankle. Leckie Fotu, he was limited today. He's listed as questionable. Kelvin Beachum, full and no injury designation. As for the Cowboys, of course, Trayvon Diggs, he's out. He's going to miss basically the entire season. Tyler Biadasz, questionable. He did not practice today after being limited on Thursday. He's their center, who's dealing with a hamstring injury. And then sticking on that offensive line, guard and tackle Zach Martin, he did not practice today. Has not practiced the whole week. He's also listed as questionable.
Yeah, Cowboys definitely dealing with some injuries. I mean, so are the Cardinals. I think Leckie Fotu's close. We'll see. I think he's close to playing. But the Cowboys, if Martin doesn't play and obviously Diggs is out, they could be out some key guys.
Fotu's the key guy for the Cardinals. Their defensive line depth is just shredded right now. They could use all the bodies there they could possibly get.
Cardinals Cowboys kickoff 125 this Sunday. Hear it right here on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app. Also on the Arizona Sports app at 98.7. It's Sun Devil football tomorrow night at 7:30. Drew Pine starting. Mountain America Stadium is sold out when number 5 USC comes to town.
With
sold
Caleb
out.
Williams.
Sold out.
Sold out.
So much for nobody caring, right?
Why do you think it's sold out?
I think there's going to be a lot of USC fans there tomorrow.
Is it Caleb Williams? Is it just the USC fans? Is it the weather's nice now? Weather's nice?
I think it's a lot of USC fans making the trip.
I think it's Caleb Williams, too. I think some people think the Cardinals are going to end up with him next year.
Oh, so just like local fans coming out, like curiosity? I would certainly buy both of those.
I saw a post that somebody said that ASU or Cardinals fans will show up to ASU games just to cheer for Caleb Williams, so he likes being in the Valley. I thought that was an interesting tactic.
I guarantee you, you'll see a Caleb, we love you type of sign out there.
Caleb,
be a Cardinal.
Don't say no to us, Caleb. Don't say no to
Somebody
us.
Somebody should just come up with a sign and just write soon.
Caleb Williams soon.
Kind of like Kyler's message.
Yeah, exactly.
Soon.
All right, that one kicking off tomorrow at 7:30. What other games are you looking forward to in college football? You mentioned it last segment. Let's revisit it. Of course, Colorado, Oregon. That's at the top of my personal list. But there's others.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Ohio State Notre Dame game. Burns, you mentioned the Oregon State Washington State game. What's it? Utah UCLA. Mm-hmm. That's a big game.
Ole Miss Bama.
Yeah, I
think if I had to watch two, it'd be Colorado Oregon and Ohio State.
Well, then
Notre Dame.
You're jumping in line with everybody else because everybody's watching Colorado. Their TV numbers are through the freaking roof.
Those are the two.
They're setting records with streaming numbers and TV numbers. Everybody's wanting to watch Colorado.
If Deion Sanders takes Colorado to Oregon and wins on the road at Autzen Stadium in Eugene. This thing is going to, I mean, it's already at like a 9, right? It's going to get cranked to an 11. The amount of hype and the amount of tension. I read a story on the Athletic website a couple of days ago citing unnamed NFL executives questioning whether he'd be ready to make the jump to the NFL next year.
I was just going to bring that up. Could he possibly go to the NFL instead of another college football program?
I mean,
he likes it in Boulder.
Could he go to Bama if Saban ever decides to retire? He says he likes it there, but it seems, and if he wins, that's just going to get cranked up to another level this weekend.
All right, speaking of cranked up, the Niners dominated and cranked up the Giants 30-12 Thursday Night Football. The game went so well. San Francisco extended head coach Kyle Shanahan and GM John Lynch this morning.
That duo has been fantastic for them. I mean, just in those guys you trust if you're a 49ers fan. And last night, honestly, it wasn't even like Brock Purdy looked that good. He didn't. He should have thrown a couple of interceptions. He was really messy early on in the game. Most of his passing yards were yards after the catch by his receivers. But that defense is so dominant. Those skill players are so good. And, man, the Giants, they, for a team that had that unbelievable second half, basically, they've played, 12 quarters so far this year for the Giants? Two of them have been really, really good. Everything else has been absolute garbage for the Giants.
I think in some ways, if McCaffrey stays healthy, I don't think the 49ers aren't in the Super Bowl. If McCaffrey stays healthy, I think the 49ers go to the Super Bowl.
Tend to agree.
Let's stick with health. Let me give you some updates on a bunch of teams around the NFL. Let's start with quarterbacks. Both of the top picks, Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson and Panthers top pick Bryce Young, will be out this Sunday for their matchups. And Bengals QB Joe Burrow listed as a limited participant in practice today after he didn't practice yesterday. They still have another day before they declare his status. That's a Monday Night Football game against the Rams.
Yeah. So who do I go with? Do I go with Joe Burrow or do I go with Baker Mayfield this weekend?
You know what?
What a question.
No. It's easy. That's why I picked Baker. It's a Monday night game.
Because Baker's on Monday night.
Ooh. Yeah.
So you can wait. And if Burrow doesn't play,
how's it work? You can wait until how long?
Well, they'll if they make Burrow active, he's going to play. So about an hour and a half before.
Oh, okay, so I can make that decision.
Well, they're both on Monday night,
right? That's so why
okay.
I've got
they're
Baker.
Both on. Yeah, so
I got Baker because instead of somebody else because I wanted to use Monday.
So
as
an hour and a half before the show, you just went if Burrow's active, then you start Burrow, and if not, you start the other guy.
Okay.
Also, C.J. Stroud, he's dealing with arm issues as well. He's got to play. It sounds like. Houston, boy, they're just a mess, and Cardinal fans are here for it. Absolutely here for every minute of the Houston Texans.
Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson. I mean,
yeah, these rookie quarterbacks have had a rough indoctrination.
Yep. Yeah.
And that is your 4 o'clock reset.
That's it.
All right. There's your top stories of the day here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Queens of the Stone Age just announced the End is Nero tour coming to Arizona Financial Theater on December 5th. Tickets go on sale, went on sale today at 10 a.m.
Nero?
N-E-A-R-O.
Nero.
Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. You can win a pair of those tickets by visiting the contest page at arizonasports.com. 9 games left. Game 1 of 9 just about to start. How many wins do the Diamondbacks need to get in? Is there a magic number? We'll look at that next on the Burns and Gambo Show.
The Cardinals host the Cowboys for a Week 3 matchup in Glendale. Pregame hits early Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. with Danny Pash, Ron Wolfley, and the kickoff Sunday afternoon at 1:25 on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
We'll talk Cowboys-Cardinals coming up at 4:30, and if there's a path for the Cardinals to win this game, what that path looks like as we welcome you back to the Burns and Gambo Show. We're live from Sanderson Ford today, 51st Avenue just south of Glendale.
Yep.
We'll be here until 6 o'clock. You can swing on by, register for the Big Red Road Trip. We've also got a few Dawn of a New Era t-shirts left from State 48 as well. We got a few of those left if you want to come by and see us.
Yeah, and you can right now, you can come on down and register. Or you could just go online, text ROAD to 620-620. Your chance to win a Big Red Road Trip from Sanderson Ford this season. You would have guessed could be heading to an away game in San Francisco or Pittsburgh. Text ROAD to 620-620. Don't forget, Sanderson Ford got a great selection. So if you're looking for a dealership that has the selection that you're looking for, Sanderson Ford, never any added markups either. Doesn't matter what's going on. They don't have any added markups. You can come on down to Sanderson Ford for your next vehicle.
We are in the bottom of the first. D-backs and the Yankees are underway. Aaron Judge just hit a one-out double off of Brandon Pfaadt, so he's standing at second base with one out in the bottom of the first. Diamondbacks didn't get any runs in the top of the first, so it's a nothing-nothing game right now with Gleyber Torres up. We'll keep you completely updated on this game and obviously all the implications of it. Earlier today, there's already been a final in the playoff chase. The Cubs beat the Rockies by a score of 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Did you see what David Ross said after the Pirates series? Following Chicago's 8-6 loss to the Pirates on Thursday night, Ross expressed frustration. Quote, "That's not a good team that just took 2 of 3 from us," close quote. "Or not our caliber of team, I believe. We have to turn it around. It's on me. It's on the guys in the
room." Wow. It's not like you're that good.
That's not a
Chicago.
Good team that we just lost 2 of 3.
It's great. Not like
the Bears are who we thought they were. And we got them out the hook.
Like Chicago's got 80 wins. Pittsburgh's got 72. Like, is there?
They're not that bad, right?
You guys aren't that different. Trust me, you're not that different.
They're not that bad. Going on right now. Bottom of the second, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati scoreless. Top of the second, Diamondbacks are getting help. Milwaukee's beating Miami 4-0. In the top of the second.
I got 6-0.
Okay. So maybe your computer is a
I got 6-0
bit faster than mine.
6-0 Milwaukee over Miami.
Okay, so they're really getting some help from Milwaukee.
Yes.
Then. Okay.
Yes.
So 6-0 in the top of the second. Bottom of the second, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Oh, mine just changed. Okay, so mine's here's a little bit ahead of mine. Scoreless between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Diamondbacks getting some help. I saw this on social media today, and it's honestly, it's a conversation I think that you and I had a couple of days ago. I just did the math this time around. Is 86 wins the magic number? Does 86 get you in if you're the Diamondbacks? If so, if you believe that 86 is the number you have to hit, the Diamondbacks have to go 5-4 in their final 9 games. whereas the Cubs have to go 7-2. The Reds have to go 7-1. The Marlins have to go 7-2.
Oh, I like this angle.
86 seems like the number.
So 5-4 for the D-backs.
5-4 gets you to 86.
Okay, 5-4 forces everybody else to go. Tell me what they are again.
7-2 for the Cubs.
Okay, then they're not going to do that.
7-1 for the Reds. And actually, I guess technically that'd be 8-1 for the Cubs because you have the tiebreaker over them. But again, two of these teams are going to get in.
Okay,
so that's
not going to happen.
Reds would have to go 7-1. The Marlins would have to go 7-2.
I don't think any of those things happen.
That's why I did this. Honestly, it just took a few minutes this morning, but I sat down and did this because I thought
it's just a collapse. They can't collapse.
Yeah, where do they need to get to?
Play 500 baseball.
Play 500 baseball.
That's what we've said. We've said this the last 3 days. Don't collapse.
Go 5-4.
Don't get swept at Yankee Stadium.
Brandon Fott just got out of the inning, by the way.
Lose 2 out of 3 to the White Sox and then get swept by the... Just don't collapse.
That's all you have to do.
Right. Don't get it... just don't get in your own way.
That's all.
Win a couple more baseball games, you'll be okay.
And even if that means... Well, okay, so let's think out loud here.
All right.
You drop 2 out of 3 to the Yankees. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but if you do, now it puts you in a position where if you need to get to 5, to make sure you get in, you need to take 2 out of 3 against the White Sox, 2 out of 3 against the Astros. Now, I feel the same way you do about the Astros. And I don't know if the Diamondbacks are going to be granted this luxury or not. It would be sweet as you know what to go into that series against the Astros and not need anything. You know? Not because the Astros, I looked at the American League West standings today. Those games are going to matter for Houston.
Of course.
Texas is a half game back. Yeah. Seattle's a half game back. Those games are going to matter very much to the Houston Astros. It would be nice from the Diamondbacks' perspective if they could do enough against the Yankees and the White Sox that those games against Houston wouldn't have to matter. Now you can set up your rotation however you darn well please for that wild card round against the Phillies or the Brewers or whoever you play. That would be the goal.
Right.
Can you get there? I don't know.
Yeah. I brought that up earlier. Like, can you imagine if they're able to set their rotation up for the playoffs? Because the last few games against Houston doesn't mean anything. But again, I think like the only thing you're worried about right now is not having an epic collapse. Not you go 2-7 in your final 9. Now you've opened up the door for everybody else to play 500 baseball and catch you.
Big time. Big time. Which Lavella won earlier, and it's now 7-0 Milwaukee over Miami, by the way, so you're really getting some help there. Lavello telling us that the heavy lifting of the season is done.
The heavy lifting has been done. This is now the best part of the year, the funnest part of the year. Go out and enjoy it, play your best baseball, and get ready for what would hopefully be a very productive postseason. So that's the mindset of this team. This group is very, very resilient. They go out and play their best game today without looking at tomorrow.
And you asked him about, you know, playing at Yankee Stadium, managing at Yankee Stadium, given that he used to be a player there. He doesn't think his team is going to be intimidated by the environment. He doesn't think his team is going to look at Yankee Stadium and go, oh my God, we're at Yankee Stadium. In fact, we asked him how his team feels about where they stand right now.
I feel very good about where we're at. Nothing has changed. And I don't want to reemphasize anything. They heard what they heard from me. We had a guest speaker come in and they heard what they needed to hear from him. And I feel very good about what this team has done and to respond to some of the things that they've been hearing. Yes, of course, there's a little bit of anxiety. They're human beings. They're young. They haven't really been down this road before. But I think they're really embracing this opportunity and this challenge that has been put before them.
The guest speaker was Pedroia, by the way.
Dustin Pedroia.
It was Petey.
Yep. Came in, talked about his 2 World Series, winning it, former ASU guy in Dustin Pedroia. I think that also Longoria and Pham and some of the experience that they have is really a factor here. And this is a young team. I mean, and they battled all year long, and they've had to overcome a lot of adversity this year. I mean, Madison Bumgarner got cut from the team. Nick Ahmed got let go. You know, I mean, a veteran stalwart, longest tenured Diamondback. They just let him go. Say goodbye. He's done.
Yeah.
So this has been, you know, Carson Kelly got traded. So when you look at it, they've had to overcome a lot of adversity, a lot of things, but I think that they're better for it.
One piece of news from the Diamondbacks today before we take a break.
Yeah.
Zach Gallen is going to start on Sunday. Now, technically, it's not on short rest. It's his normal start day. But they could have gone with Ryan Nelson there if they wanted to and kind of pushed everybody back. They moved Gallen up to start on Sunday, which prompted you to ask Torrey the question, kind of what's on all of our minds. Is Zach Gallen a little gassed right now?
I don't think so. I know he's approaching 200 innings, but He's a competitor. I just don't think that he has maintained the location of his fastballs as much as he has been in the past couple of years or in his good starts this year. And that's to be expected. He's only a human being, but running out of gas. No, I don't think that's the case. You know, he's still throwing 93, 94. I saw 95, 96 the other day. He's in a good spot. Zach will work his butt off here for the next couple of days and make sure he's ready on Sunday.
Some of the reports on the velo, whether the velo is down, you know, I think as the game goes on. But I do think location is a big thing, too. Like the last inning he pitched, he walked three guys in one inning.
Yeah.
So I think his location, his command has not been as sharp as it usually is.
Yeah, but starting him at Yankee Stadium instead of Ryan Nelson, Torrey.
Protection.
Yeah, protection a little bit, and also trying to set his guys up the way he would need it against Houston. And then, again, hopefully set him up the way you want him to in the first round of the playoffs. We'll see. Nothing right now. Top of the second. Diamondbacks have a runner at first. Alec Thomas singled in the game a moment ago. When we come back here on the Burns and Gambo show, is it a trap game for the Dallas Cowboys? Yeah, someone in Dallas suggested that. We'll talk about it coming up on the Burns and Gambo show.
Arizona Sports Football Friday continues, presented by Sanderson Ford.
Just let you know real quick on this Football Friday.
Yeah.
Bad news, Reds are beating the Pirates 1-0, bottom of the second. The good news gets even better. The Brewers are now beating the Miami Marlins 12-0 in the second.
Wow.
Okay, so I think we can...
who started for the Cubs today?
The Cubs? I said the Marlins.
Oh, the Marlins.
The Marlins.
The Marlins.
I don't know.
Who started for the Marlins?
Let's see. Somebody got rocked.
JT Chagua.
JT Chagua.
Chagua.
Chagua. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Yeah.
See you later.
It's weird, though, because he's an opener, so he went two-thirds of an inning. He was the one pitcher that did not allow any runs for the Marlins.
You're right. I'm looking at the box score right now. Haining gave up 8 earned runs in 2/3 innings pitched. Oh, my God. That's horrible. So the Diamondbacks and the Yankees are scoreless. Bottom of the second, 2 out. Brandon Pfaadt on the bump for the Diamondbacks.
Do you find yourself, just want to ask you this before we go on, Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you find yourself still scoreboard watching as much now that the D-backs have complete control of their own destiny?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, absolutely, because...
I think I find I'm a little bit less because I'm more concerned about just... I'm not chasing anybody.
Yeah, no.
Just win.
But you also want to...
Have them lose.
Sure, because it just increases your chances of getting in. Yep. I mean, you look at the playoff odds. Maybe not as much, but absolutely. It's I look to see how everybody else is doing. So... Recent history, I think, is a big reason why someone in Dallas, and I know you sent me the story, I'm not sure who said it, but we kind of had this conversation a little bit a couple of days ago, suggesting this Cowboys-Cardinals game could be a bit of a trap for the Cowboys.
Yes.
The Cardinals are actually 6-1 in their last 7 games against Dallas.
What you talk about, Willis?
They are 6-1. Kyler Murray, of course, authored the last couple of them, and they've been in Dallas, and he's got that sterling record in Texas dating back to his high school days. And that 6-1 record, that goes way, way, way back. I mean, you're talking about some Andy Dalton starts in there. You're talking about some, I think there might have even been a Tony Romo start in there. It goes back a little bit. I think it's less about the Cardinals' record against the Cowboys recently and just more about the state of mind of the Dallas Cowboys right now.
Yeah.
Trayvon Diggs is out for the season. I don't know who the Cowboys have coming up. I have to presume their schedule is going to get a little tougher here around the bend. Is it possible that they're emotionally hungover because of Trayvon Diggs and the fact that he's out for the season and maybe their Super Bowl chances took a hit? Are they looking at the Cardinals and going, man, we could play 70% and we're going to beat them?
That happens a lot.
It does happen. And you and I both think the Cardinals at some point this year will run into a game where an opponent does that to them, right? We're playing the Cardinals this week.
Somebody's going to overlook them.
We're fine. Someone's going to overlook them.
Yeah, no, they don't come out as hard.
I don't know if it's going to be this week, but I think somebody will.
No, I was a little surprised at that success, that the Cardinals have won 6 out of 7. It's the longest run of success since 6 straight wins when they were in St. Louis when Dallas arrived in 1960. So this is the longest run of success since the 60s. You know, the column in Dallas talks about how there were 16 teams in the NFL in 1966, the year of the first Super Bowl. Super Bowl, and that five of those 16 have never won a Super Bowl. Five of the 16, when the first Super Bowl came in play, five of the 16 teams that were in the league still have never won a Super Bowl. That list does include the Cardinals, and it talks about the history that they had. They even mentioned in the article the 1998 game, the year Arizona, you know, beat the Cowboys in the playoff game, right? Before they went to Minnesota.
Yeah, I was there.
I remember doing shows here in Arizona, you know, from a sports bar.
Yeah.
I think it was Duke's on Miller and McDowell when we were there for the Cowboys and the Cardinals, and they won it. And they were even saying at that time, one of the columnists wrote that, okay, the torch has been passed. It's Jake Plummer and the Cardinals now. The torch has been passed. And at that point, that was the belief that the Cardinals with Jake Plummer were going to be good. But they point out that just a couple of years, 2 years later, they were 3-13 at the bottom of the NFC again.
That was an exciting time to be a Cardinals fan. And I will never forget being inside Texas Stadium for that game or in the Minnesota game the week after. I was lucky enough to be traveling with the team back then. I'll never forget being at that Cowboys game. This year feels different. And I think, I mean, just the talent discrepancy between the two is obviously a big, big deal. We'll give you the injury report here in a second. I think Sunday's game, even by our standards of being a little bit cynical about, you know, Cowboy fans coming to town or the fans of opposing teams coming to town. Granted, I'll admit, I can be a little cynical about that. I think a lot of us who've been here a long time can be a little cynical about that. I think Sunday is going to be shocking. How many Cowboy fans are there? I think it's gonna be like I'm going to the game, and I'm just in my mind I'm kind of preparing for the parking lot and the Cowboy jerseys that are going to be out, and then walking into the stadium and seeing the silver and the blue and just how over. I fear it's going to be really, really overwhelming. I don't know if that impacts the game very much, but I certainly think it creates this environment where, if the Cardinals have a chance of pulling this off, that's not going to help, right? I mean, you could argue they're going to be basically playing a road game.
What hurt them against the Giants in that game? Two back-to-back four-star penalties.
Yeah.
When you were on offense, two four-star penalties.
And the Giants players on their bench encouraging Giants fans
and
that were in the crowd.
And this will be, five times worse, 10 times worse?
Look.
Cowboys are good. The Cardinals aren't. People that have tickets to the game, they sell them. They go, there's always a game or two that people want more, and you can get more money, so people sell the tickets. It's the way it is. Nothing you could do about it. But, yeah, I mean, you've got to – it sucks. I mean, it does suck. I wish – you know, you wish it wasn't that way, but it is what it is. You'll prepare for it. You're Jonathan Gannon. You'll prepare for it.
It's going to require the almost perfect game, a perfect set of circumstances, I think, for this to happen.
Yeah,
this
I think that's a better way to – not the perfect game. Right, because you can play a perfect game and still lose because they play their good game. It's going to take the right set of circumstances.
Yeah, you're going to have to get a couple of turnovers. Dallas hasn't done that yet this year. They don't have a single turnover on the season, I don't believe. You're going to have to be very careful with the ball. You're going to have to win the turnover margin. You're going to have to win time of possession in a landslide. You're going to have to, James Conner, you're going to have to get a bunch of first downs and extend a bunch of drives and kill a bunch of clock. And James Conner is going to have an absolute day, a day. The Cardinals pass rush, which surprisingly is actually tied for third in the NFL in sacks so far this season. They've got 9. That's the third most in the NFL. They're going to have to get after Dak Prescott a little bit and force him into some mistakes. Now, there's some injury concerns on that Dallas offensive line. And again, sure. I'm kind of painting this picture of how this could happen this weekend. And I do think there is going to have to be a little bit of emotional, I can't think of another word, hangover from not having Trayvon Diggs for the rest of the season. I mean, you could make an argument that Dallas's Super Bowl hopes are gone, and we're not even out of September because they just lost their fourth best player, wherever you want to put it.
I wouldn't make that argument. You know, my philosophy is I got plenty of time to figure out what they could do, whether it's an internal guy that, you know, that steps up and plays well, or they go out and they make a trade at the deadline to go get a cornerback, because they'll be all in, because they've got a good team. They'll be all in. This is one of those games you look at and you just say, look, I mean, it's, you know, we could sit there and come up with all these different reasons. The Cardinals aren't going to win this football game. I know it. You know it. They're not going to win. We'll give you a couple reasons that they could, but, you know, do we believe in those reasons? Absolutely not. Yeah. No, we don't believe in those reasons. But, you know, if the perfect storm existed, maybe they could pull off a major upset.
This is the injury report for this game, and it's brought to you by the Arizona Department of Health Services. The first step to help is three numbers away. Call, text, or chat 988 to access the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. For the Arizona Cardinals, ruled out, defensive lineman Carlos Watkins will not play. Linebacker Josh Woods with an ankle will not play. He's been ruled out. Lucky Fotu is questionable after being limited in practice the last 3 days. That would be a good one if they could get him back.
Huge.
For the Cowboys, the only player who's listed as out is Trayvon Diggs. Jerry Jones this morning on 105.3 The Fan can't replace that guy.
Well, you can't do that. That's what. That's just not real. That's like saying that I want to be Tom Cruise. So the point is that what you don't replace these irreplaceable players. We just committed and we're proud to have done it for a very unique contract for him because he's unique. And there's nobody backing that up.
Can't be Tom Cruise.
Can't be Tom Cruise.
Only Tom Cruise could be Tom
Only
Cruise.
Only Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible 18. What are they on now? How many Mission Impossibles have there been?
Who else is going to run like that? Mission Impossible 8, I think, is the one that came out this
Is that the
summer.
One? They've had eight
they don't
different
They don't put the numbers by them anymore, yeah. So I just know the names. I don't know the
Look,
numbers.
Look, I'll say this. With all the talk about turf fields, I will say that Trayvon Diggs' injury did happen on a grass field. It was a grass practice field that he got hurt on.
Yes, it did. When we come back on the Burns and Gambo show here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader, one team is heading into the weekend, and they're already 3-0. Guess who plays that team next week? Yeah, it just keeps harder and harder for the Cardinals. That's next on the Burns and Gambo show.
Hey, it's Wolf. One's a point, two's a trend, three's a pattern. So are we seeing a pattern of who the 2023 Arizona Cardinals are? We get going on Monday at 10 a.m. It's Wolf and Luke on Arizona Sports.
To quote the infamous sports fan Scooby-Doo,
Ruh-roh.
Aaron Judge, three-run home run off of Brandon Pfaadt just moments ago.
Wow.
And the Yankees have a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the third. Brandon Pfaadt, looks like he slider.
Did he hit it out to right?
He hit it out right to right center field. Yeah, and it was a no-doubter. It was a long
wow.
gone. Absolutely long gone. All right, so the Diamondbacks have some work to do. They're down 3-0 to the New York Yankees. We have some work to do here on the Burns and Gambo show. We got to send it back to the Ochsin Community Studios, check in with Eric Rubin, and see how our social media poll is going today. Rubes?
The Burns and Gambo need-to-know social poll update. Presented by Sanderson Ford.
Scott Forrest, get up.
We've got two blowouts, and I'm not talking about the Marlins game. Okay, let's start with baseball. So you guys were just talking about the Diamondbacks. 9 games left in Arizona's season. They're currently in the second wild card spot. When I asked you this question the first time, this game was not happening and the Diamondbacks weren't losing. So, where do they end up when it's all said and done? The first, second, or third wild card? Those are three separate options, or out of the playoffs entirely.
Second.
They end up with the second.
Yeah.
The teams around them, I don't believe in any of the teams around them. The Cubs, the Marlins, the Reds, I don't believe the Giants are done. I don't believe in any of the teams around. I don't think that anybody around them is capable of going and winning 7 out of 9 games.
Could make an argument that they'd be better off falling to the third wild card spots that get the Brewers in the first round.
Oh, I totally agree with that.
I don't know. You could make that argument they'd be better off there, but I think you're right. I just don't know if the other teams are trustworthy enough to think that they're a real threat. So, second, is that one still a blow up?
Absolutely. 74.7% are rolling with that second wild card spot. 12.6% say third, 6.9% say first, 5.7% say out entirely. We have another blowout on our hands, and I'm not talking about the game this poll is asking about. Who walks away with a win and by how much this Sunday when the Cardinals host the Cowboys? Just for reference, a lot equals 14 plus points. Your options are Cardinals by a little, Cardinals by a lot, Cowboys by a little, Cowboys by a lot.
Cowboys by a lot.
A lot's 14?
Yeah.
Yep, 14 plus.
Yeah, they've lost 2 games by 7 points. This is the one that they don't.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that they're not going to play hard and be competitive. This team's a lot better than they are.
I'm honestly, this whole football weekend, I'm rooting for competitive. I wins would be great. Competitive. I want to see how competitive ASU and the Cardinals are going to be this weekend. It's an blowout on this one, Rubes?
Pretty much identical. Also, 74% are going with Cowboys by a lot. 13.6% say Cowboys by a little. So that's 87% going with the Cowboys. 8.5% say Cards by a little. 3.4% say Cards by a lot.
And just when you thought it was safe to come out, here come the San Francisco 49ers. Actually, technically, the Cardinals are going there next week. The 49ers, who are 3-0 on the season, all three games they've scored 30 points. All three games they've looked magnificent doing it. They Brock Purdy didn't play that great last night. Didn't really matter. I mean, he played fine. We look at his numbers, and he played fine. But if you watch the game, there were a lot of yards after catch.
Yeah, it's a story inside the story.
A little bit. Yeah, they're definitely for sure. That defense is phenomenal. The Giants, who didn't travel home to New York, by the way. They just stayed here in Arizona after the game on Sunday because it didn't make any sense to go home and then fly back all the way out to the West Coast for a Thursday night game. That defense just obliterated the Giants last night. They had 150 yards offense. Daniel Jones had 5 yards rushing in the game. They had no chance in that game last night.
No, no Brandon Ayuk. He was out for the game offensively. I mean, Debo looked great. But, you know, you're right about Purdy. He didn't play a great football game, but the number, he didn't turn the ball over with any interceptions.
Nope.
You know, and they took care of business. A lot of yards after the catch for those guys. Dominant defense. Dominant offense. They've scored 30 points in every game that they've played so far this year. I think they're the favorites right now. I think they're the favorites in the NFC. I know Philly looks good. Dallas looks good. But I do think that the 49ers are the most balanced. When you say offense, defense,
yep.
They just signed their coach and their GM to an extension. They've got a lot of continuity. Look, Purdy got hurt in that game against Philly last year. They made it to the NFC Championship game. He didn't have a lot of experience under his belt. He had to go into that hostile environment and he got hurt, and then they just were never able to rebound. But this kid's good, and I, as I said to you, I think the key, McCaffrey for a full year, if he stays healthy, that's a difference maker for them.
Looking at the schedule this week, it's not a great week in the NFL. It's a fantastic week for college football. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. It's not a great week for the NFL. There aren't a lot of great games. In fact, looking at the schedule, the best game record-wise happens on Monday night when the 2-0 Eagles take on the 2-0 Bucks. That's the best game record-wise. You've also got the Rams and the Bengals on Monday night. It's another one of those doubleheaders. Gamble, I'm looking at the schedule for this week, and I think for me the takeaway is which teams are going to fall to 0-3. Because that kind of effectively ends your season.
There are a couple. I think there's an... Isn't it a 1-0-2 matchup between two pretty good teams?
Chargers and the Vikings.
Chargers-Vikings.
Someone's coming out of that game 0-3.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Chargers-Vikings.
Chargers-Vikings. Broncos are 0-2. They're in Miami taking on the Dolphins. Sean Payton could be... Sean Payton plus Russell Wilson.
Could be 0-3.
Could be 0-3.
Right.
After their first three games. And then the other ones could, you know, the Bears, they're 0-2. They have had one of the worst weeks on record. Did you see Justin Fields and the offensive coordinator hug for the cameras yesterday?
I heard an interview with somebody who covers the team. Said it's honestly one of the strangest weeks ever. With the coordinator resigning, the Fields blaming the coaches for his play, then coming back and not blaming the coaches and saying it's on me.
And then hugging his offensive coordinator for all the cameras.
Strange. Look, they're a mess.
Rumors of an FBI raid that the team denied.
Right,
but
Hollis Hall.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And then you just, they're a big story right now. The Bears are a big story because, you know, all of a sudden, like, they're a legitimate threat to the Cardinals.
Yes.
And even the Texans pick, not the Texans, but that Texans pick to be the number one overall pick. They might be worse than everybody else in the league.
They might be. The Panthers could fall to 0-3. They're in Seattle taking on the Seahawks. Of course, the Bears get the
Panthers
pick.
Seattle had a big win last week. That was a huge win for them.
Yeah, they did. The Texans could fall to 0-3. Their quarterback is banged up. I'm looking at the 0-2 teams this weekend to see how they fare, because I think there's going to be a couple of teams that we're just not expecting to be 0-3. We're at Sanderson Ford today, 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale. We're going to be here for another hour. We still have T-shirts. Yes, we still still have a few t-shirts left. Dawn of a New Era State 48 t-shirts. We've got a big red giveaway, trip giveaway that's coming down as well. Lots of reasons for you to come and see us in the last hour of the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can win a trip to go with the Cardinals to either San Francisco or Pittsburgh. You just got to text ROAD to 620-620. That's text ROAD to 620-620.
We're here until 6 o'clock. When we come back, is DeAndre Ayton now damaged goods? Meaning, do the Phoenix Suns have to trade DeAndre Ayton now no matter what? We'll dive into that sticky one next on the Burns and Gambo Show.